And now, a warrior for the Word of God and the Constitution of the United States, a Marine Corps veteran, a Harvard-trained attorney, Bishop of the Called Churches, and founder and president of STAND. Staying true to America's national destiny, the voice of the awakening, your host, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
And I am he. It is great to be with you all. You know, it seems like more than a weekend since I was with you, because it's been a very busy weekend for me. But I'm so glad to be with you all. I just flew in and in time to get here into the studio because I didn't want to miss the program. And praise God, I was able to do that in spite of all the issues confronting commercial air travel today. And it's quite something, folks. But I'll tell you what, people are flying again. But look, I want to thank, first of all, the folks of New Hope Ministries down in Naples, Florida. They were so kind to me. I spoke down there on Friday night, had a wonderful time with Pastor Grant Thigpen and his lovely wife, the bishop down there. And just I want to just really express my gratitude for the hospitality that they showed me. And then headed out to Granville, Michigan, not far from Grand Rapids, and was able to be with Res Life Church. You know, I couldn't figure out Res Life. It's Resurrection Life. Res Life is an abbreviation for Resurrection Life. Resurrection Life Church out there, great pastor, Dwayne Vanderklok and his wife Jean and the staff and the family out there just had a wonderful time. I was with them all day Sunday, preached three services and also had a kind of a roundtable discussion with some of the leaders there. And that was very interesting too. People had a lot of questions about the issues that often get raised, frankly, on my radio program. And by the way, I wasn't clear that we have a radio station out there, but there were people who approached me and said that they listened to me on the radio out there. And I said, oh, wow. They said, yeah, there's a radio station about an hour from Granville, but we get it. You know, it's got a big enough signal that we can get it out this way. So those folks in Michigan, I particularly want to shout out to you and thank you all for listening. I really appreciate the fact that we've got folks in Michigan. Michigan has a governor that makes your ability to listen to this program all the more important. You've got an oasis of common sense in the midst of the madness of governor. And I've heard various nicknames, folks, not trying to be personally insulting, but various nicknames for her behavior. Governor Witless. I've heard that one. Governor Witchmer. You know, she is quite something, and she's got a lot of people up there all riled up and upset with her because she has been draconian. I didn't know this, but do you know, folks, are you ready for this? She actually banned fishing. No, I'm serious. That folks told me, yes, she actually had the unmitigated gall to say you could not go fishing. By yourself, in your own boat, out on a lake, by yourself. You can't. That's no longer allowed. These people have truly lost their minds. They really have. Well, speaking of that, I don't think I shared this with you all on Friday because I don't think I knew when I came on the air on Friday. I don't think. But if I did and shared it with you, forgive me for repeating it. But I got the word late last week, and I think it was after the program on Friday, that YouTube had suspended my program, including this. You know, we're live streaming on Facebook and YouTube. They suspended this program. Oh, yeah, I think I did because, in fact, yes, it was reflected in, that's right, it was reflected on the broadcast, I mean, on the podcast, so you all knew. So we've been looking into that, and here's apparently the problem. They didn't like the fact that I say, well, I've got the antibodies, and the antibodies are my own immune system. Nobody knows how long that will last, but the last study, which was a National Institutes of Health study, folks, said that 8 months out, people who had it were still immune from it. They had the antibodies. These T cells that get produced by the body were still going strong 8 months out. And they surmise that that probably means that there is long-term, if not permanent, immunity once you've had the disease and your own body has produced its own antibodies. So I said, well, if that's the case, why do I need the vaccine? And I said, none other than Nicole Sapphire, who is a Fox News contributor, Dr. Nicole Sapphire, who is really a middle of the road type. I mean, she's not a conservative by any stretch of the imagination, based on anything I've heard, at least. And she says, yeah, people who've had the disease are also immune. They have antibodies. And her question, why aren't we talking about that? So I brought that up with you all and brought it up on various things that I do, live streaming and communications I put out there. But YouTube didn't like that. I guess they also didn't like the fact that some people suggest that, and I've read an article that says that a person who has the antibodies, if they get the vaccine, they don't need to get two. In other words, where you got the two-shot vaccine, if you've already had it and you get a vaccine, you don't need to get two because you get the same or better results as somebody who's never had it as if they have both shots. I just read that within the last couple of days. Well, now I've got some backing because I just read today that Senator Rand Paul has said, and he is a medical doctor, folks, has said, since I have had the disease and I have the antibodies, I am not going to get the vaccine. I'm sure liberals' heads exploded all over the country when they heard that. I mean, they probably just went apoplectic. Who does he think he is? Doesn't he know he's going to kill people? These people are in a state of hysteria about this thing, even though the numbers of deaths and cases are declining dramatically. They're still not happy because they've got to be in control. So now that I've got Rand Paul on my side, I mean, that gives me even more ammunition, right? To say, well, why should I have the vaccine when I've got the antibodies? And by the way, folks, I'm almost certain I didn't tell you. I do have the antibodies. The test came back showing that I am now immune from the disease. The only question is how long that will last. But as of this moment, I am immune. I have antibodies that prevent me from getting COVID. And that is probably true for everybody in the country who's had it. So why are people with the antibodies being made to get the vaccine? Why don't you instead, at the very least, say, get tested every 6 months for the next couple years and see if you still have them? If you still have them, you're probably good to go forever. If you don't, then you can make a decision. Okay, is this thing over anyway? It doesn't really matter. Or do I say, okay, well, now I know I don't have the protection that I had naturally anymore, so maybe I will get the vaccine. I mean, that's up to each individual to make that decision. All I'm saying is, why don't they say, well, look, if you've had the disease, you are already protected. And the only thing we can't tell you is how long that will last. For me, it was 6 months ago. And by the way, I tell you, I called the doctor's office. I don't know that this was a nurse, but I think it was a nurse. And when I told the nurse I wanted to be tested for the antibodies, the nurse said to me, oh, you don't have them anymore. That's exactly what she said, folks. Oh, you don't have them anymore. I said, well, that's not what I've read. I've read I probably still have them. Nope, you don't have them. I said, well, look, let's not argue about it. Let me just have the test. Guess what? I've got the antibodies. I am immune from the disease. So, praise the name of the Lord. No vaccine for me. Back in a moment.
This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
This last year of the pandemic and lockdown have put so many middle-class families in a position of financial fragility. A few years ago, the Federal Reserve Board conducted a survey of Americans. They found that nearly half of the respondents said that the only way they could cover an unexpected expense of $400 would be by borrowing or selling something. They could not come up with the money any other way. 5 years ago, writing in The Atlantic, Neil Gabler asked, "Who knew?" He then answered, he knew because he was one of the people who couldn't come up with $400. He knew what it was like to dread going to the mailbox because it usually had more bills and rarely a check to pay for them. He knew what it was like to tell his daughter that he may not be able to pay for her wedding. His point was, you wouldn't know this by looking at him. You would look at his resume as a writer and conclude that he was doing fine. He's in the middle class with 5 books and hundreds of articles to his name. That is why he wrote about what he calls the secret shame of middle class Americans. Most Americans received one or more checks from the government in the last year. That money didn't even come close to covering their expenses. But you wouldn't know people were struggling financially by looking at them. The challenges of this last year have put millions more into a difficult financial situation. Now, one study has concluded that half of American adults are financially fragile and are living close to the financial edge. It's also worth mentioning that this is not just a liquidity problem, that they don't have enough ready cash in their checking or savings account. Median net worth has dropped significantly. So the lesson here for everyone from politicians to employers is this. When we say that American workers are hurting, it is actually much worse than we might suspect. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.
The Lord of Heaven and Earth. This is Ken Ham, publisher of the award-winning family magazine called Answers. In Acts 17, Paul preached a sermon to a group of Greek pagans, many of whom believed a form of evolution. He tells them, the one true God is Lord of heaven and earth, gives us life and breath and everything else, and has made every person from one man. Now, this contradicted the pagan origin story the Greeks believed. But Paul didn't mix the Bible's history with their pagan ideas like so many do today. He just taught what God's word says. Paul believed the history in Genesis and understood the theology grounded in that history. Because we're all from one man who sinned, we're all sinners, and all need the Savior, Jesus Christ.
Get equipped to think biblically when you visit us at AnswersRadio.com and listen to this program again, share it, or view a complete transcript when you visit us at AnswersRadio.com.
Brian Fisher here. Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, gets busted for violating her own COVID rules. A desperate Tony Fauci reverses field and admits the coronavirus might have been cooked up in the Wuhan lab after all. A minority coach is told he's not the right kind of minority. And the news about Hunter Biden gets worse and worse. That and more next on Focal Point.
The Awakening.
The Awakening.
Download and listen at your leisure with the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to our host, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
We're back, folks. In fact, my producer just reminded me, Governor Whitmer, of course, was caught out having dinner or something at a restaurant, no masks. These folks, their hypocrisy knows no bounds. They have all of these. It reminds me of the scribes and Pharisees. Remember what Jesus said about the scribes and Pharisees? He said, you lay up burdens too grievous to be borne, but you touch not one dot of the burdens yourselves. In other words, you have all these things that you want people to do. You've got all these controls that you have that you want to exercise over other people's lives, but you don't follow any of these strictures yourself. You don't pay any attention to them. I remember flying down to Florida and all of the lies and all the stuff that she went through. In other words, she wants to order the people of Michigan, you can't fish. But I'm going off to Florida. Thank you very much. See ya. You know, you folks work it out, okay? I'm headed to Florida. I really believe that there is a tsunami of change coming because these people are showing, these leftists are showing just how crazy they are and just how mad with power they are. And I think the American people are saying, you know what, we've had it with these people. You know what, I predict this, folks. I believe there are going to be a bunch of former Democrats who are going to say, this is it. This is the straw that has broken the camel's back. I can't take any more of this. I'm not going to be associated with this anymore. I mean, these people, you got, I talked to folks about it when I was speaking. You got Nancy Pelosi running around saying, let's not use mother and father. Let's not use sister and brother. Let's not use husband and wife. Those are not gender neutral terms. That's what they spend their time thinking about and working on. With all these problems the American people are facing, all these crises that our country is under right now, and she's concerned about whether you refer to a man as a man, a woman as a woman, a mother as a mother, or a father as a father. I think the American people have got to look at that and say, these people are living in la-la land, and it has nothing to do with my life, nothing to do with how my life can be made better, nothing to do with how government can get out of the way so that I can do the things that I really believe that I'm supposed to be doing in life. Instead, there are these constant obstructions. What they want to tell your children, what they want to teach your children. I read not too long ago that, I guess this is in California, but it's happening in some other jurisdictions too. They're telling preschool children, you might be a girl with a boy's brain, or you might be a boy with a girl's brain, and you'll figure that out. Now, you know, children already have their share of pressures trying to grow up in the modern world, trying to mature and grow and understand the world around them. And you want to drop in their little brains the nuclear bomb that you may not be who you think you are. I know your mommy and daddy think you're a boy, but you might not be a boy. I know your mommy and daddy think you're a girl, but you might not be a girl. I mean, this stuff is insanity. And I really think there's a tsunami coming. But look, on back to the CDC thing. We know now that the CDC exaggerated the risk of outside non-mask wearing. They said that you had a 10% chance of getting COVID if you went outside without a mask. And it turns out it's less than 1%. That means they exaggerated the case by 10 times. And they also, you know, I also read that they actually discussed, how do we keep the American people afraid enough to make them compliant with what we want them to do? Now, think about that, folks. They're actually concocting and plotting how to make the American people more fearful so that they can get you to do what they want you to do. You know, the Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. And there were a bunch of people who claimed to be Christians who just got caught up in the fear. But the Bible says hundreds of times, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not. And it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's where we as Christians are supposed to be. But these secularists, these Marxists, these atheists, have tried to just sow fear into the hearts of the American people. And unfortunately, some people who claim to be Christians bought right into it and are still into it. Are still into it. It's time to let it go. It's time to let it go. It's time to, as they say, let go and let God. And stop being afraid of this stuff. You know, look, it, frankly, folks, in my view, it's time for the mask to be done away with. It's time for the hysteria to be done away with. It's time for business to be back as usual. And it's time to stop paying people to stay home. All that stuff should be over. Now, it won't be, because frankly, the Democrats are not going to let it be, because they are really getting their political kicks off of sending all this money out there, flooding the economy with all of this printed money and paying people to stay home and paying people to be unemployed and just holding back small business from getting into full swing again. They love this because what they're doing is they're creating dependence. Well, that's a euphemistic word for it. What they're really doing is creating slaves. They just don't want them to do much other than vote them into power and keep them there. That's the system. That's the slavery. We take care of you. You keep us in power. That's the exchange for those who are willing to sell their souls to these folks who have nothing good in mind for this country or for the American people. Let's see. Speaking of the virus, still on this virus right now, we're finding out that there's more evidence that this Wuhan laboratory, funded by American taxpayer dollars, by the way, no matter how Anthony Fauci tries to fudge it and wiggle and writhe and bob and weave his way around it, money from the American taxpayer went into this lab. We were attacked, in effect, by our own money. Using our own money to attack us, to kill us. And I know that sounds harsh, folks, but that's the reality. I mean, let's not play games here. I don't know that this virus was created intentionally. What we do know now, though, is that there is a scientific process called gain of function, where these scientists take the virus, the natural virus, and try to mutate it to make it more deadly, more contagious, and more easily spread, so that on the back end of that, they can figure out how to combat it. So they call it gain of function research. Now, that means they are intentionally creating more deadly viruses. The only question is whether these communists intentionally created the virus for the purpose of attacking the United States of America and the rest of the world with it. That's the only question. Or whether they created it intentionally and then it escaped from the lab. I don't think there's any question any longer whether it was created intentionally. I really don't. Now that we know about gain of function research, we know then that part of what they do is to intentionally create more deadly, more contagious viruses for the purpose of studying them. So even if China didn't unleash it on the world intentionally, in other words, even if they didn't create it for the purpose of attacking our country and attacking the world, what we do know is after they knew the virus had escaped the lab, they allowed people from Wuhan to fly into the United States of America and around the world, even though they couldn't go to other parts of China. That's established fact, as far as I know. Somebody knows something different, please tell me. That's established fact. I mean, that's like saying they may not have built the gun to shoot it at us, but they pulled the trigger with the thing aimed in our direction. And they could claim, oh, well, it wasn't intentional. We didn't build it to do that. It just happened. I don't buy that. I don't buy that one bit. I really don't. I really don't. I think that, and folks, and I say this without apology too, because I have nothing against Chinese people and I have nothing against Asian people. I've got everything against communists. I've got everything against this Chinese Communist Party. They are evil, they are wicked, they are murderous, they're torturous, they're completely lacking in any sense of humanity. The entire nation of China is a nation of slaves to the communist Chinese. And Xi Jinping is no better than Mao Zedong. He is a dictatorial leader. And the people are under his thumb just like they were under Mao Zedong's thumb. He is a communist dictator. And the idea that somehow, oh, they would never want to do anything bad to us. I mean, that's just, you know, these leftists who are defending communist China and saying any criticism of them is racism, go live there. Go live there. Go be under Xi Jinping. Nothing good to say about our country, but they want to defend these bunch of communists. I want to see the Chinese people free of that subjugation. Back in a moment.
It's my turn. Here is your host for My Turn, Don Weilman.
It was all caused by a common house cat, investigators said. It's kind of hard to believe, but they've pieced together the events, and this evidently is what's happened. Now listen to this. The house cat knocked a vase off of a shelf in the utility room. The vase fell onto a valve on a gas line. The impact opened the gas valve, letting the room fill with gas. Gas from the leak soon reached the water heater pilot light and ignited. The result? An explosion, which moved two walls in a house, broke windows, and started a small fire. The damage will come to about $3,000, said the news account. But luckily for Air Force Major James Miller and his family at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California, no one was hurt. One never knows how far one little deed will affect his life. Things which we count so small, so insignificant, so petty, end up dominating us. They all begin innocently enough. They're such little deeds that we hardly take them seriously. After all, what harm can such little deeds do? Most of our major accomplishments in life start off as little things. Then they begin to grow, take on size and importance. A person on the moon didn't start out as a big project. It started out as a little thought in the minds of people. And if you had spoken of it seriously, you most certainly would have been the talk of the town, and they would have been laughing at you. The airline industry, for instance, didn't start out the monstrosity that it is now. It started out as a thought in the minds of a few people centuries ago. And others considered those who had such thoughts a little touched in the head. On the other hand, most of our catastrophes didn't begin as such either. Hitler had no dreams of murdering 6 million Jews as an 11-year-old. The idea started slowly, but it grew too fast. Nero didn't set out to be a ruler mad with insanity and jealousy, but that's the way he ended up, fiddling as Rome burned. We don't take the little petty things too seriously. After all, they are so small. What can they hurt? Who'll miss the quarter from the cash register? Surely not the company, as large as it is. And soon it's a dollar the company won't miss. And soon it's a five, which the company owes me. And it ends up in what the law calls embezzlement. We fully intended to pay it back. One social drink doesn't do any harm. It only loosens us up so we can enjoy the party. And the second helps a little more. And then another. And before long, all we want to do is to be the life of the party, even when there isn't a party. No person anywhere leaves that which he knows is the highest and best with one great leaping jump. Every person who betrays his creator and himself and others does so with little things, slowly, little by little. Our lives are shaped basically by the sum total of the little things. While it may be the big things which impress us, it is the little things which influence us.
This has been My Turn with Don Weilman, a production of the American Family Association.
The Awakening.
The Awakening.
Download and listen at your leisure with the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to our host, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
The number is 888-589-8840. I'd like to get some of your calls in during this segment, 888-589-8840. I'm curious what you think about this whole virus vaccination push. Because the numbers are dropping dramatically, and I say it's time to leave the American people alone. Let us go on about our business. But of course, there are those who are contemplating some way forcing us to take the vaccine. Now, Rand Paul has joined with me. I'm sure he heard about me, and I'm sure he said, you know what? I stand with E.W. Jackson. Of course, I'm joking, folks. Rand Paul probably didn't know me from Adam. But I'm glad to see that he's thinking the same way I am about this. If I've got the antibodies and my natural immunity protects me from COVID, why in the world would I want to get a vaccine? But look, speaking of communist China having unleashed this thing on the world, you know something else they're unleashing on the world on us? Fentanyl. They are the largest distributor of fentanyl in the world. And that stuff is coming across our border and it's killing our people by the thousands. In fact, I read an article that said, let me make sure I get this straight, but multiple times the number of people who died of COVID died of fentanyl drug overdoses. Twice as many. Twice as many people in San Francisco died of fentanyl overdoses as died of COVID. Then maybe there should be a fentanyl overdose crisis too then, huh? Do we want to shut things down? I mean, what do we want to do about that? And here again, both those causes of death have emanated from communist China. One other thing I wanted to bring up. You know, I said I've now been suspended from YouTube, so thank God American Family Radio is moving toward a live streaming platform for us that that these big tech people can't touch. But one of the things you're not allowed to do is question the 2020 election. Now, look, Democrats, Hillary Clinton, questioned the 2016 election for the entire time that Donald Trump was in office. I mean, I even heard Hillary Clinton say, "I know I won." I heard her say that on several occasions. "I know I won." I didn't hear anybody say, "Oh, that you can't do that. You can't question the legitimacy of the election." But if you say anything about the 2020 election, you're a right-wing extremist. You can't bring that up. And the mainstream media always says, you know, they're following the false narrative that somehow the election might have been stolen or was stolen. Well, my question would be, if there were no shenanigans, no irregularities, why has a judge in Georgia ordered an audit of 145,000 absentee ballots in Fulton County? 145,000 ought to be audited, checked for signature verification. And in Maricopa County in Arizona, they are also having an issue over ballots there. And I think that a judge has ordered some of those ballots be reviewed as well. My question then is, if there's no problem, if there's no issues, why are judges saying this needs to be checked? You know, judges don't do that willy-nilly. They don't just do that off the top of their head. Ample evidence has to be presented to them that makes them feel justified in intervening in the electoral process, because thank God there are judges who understand what these airhead leftists don't seem to understand, which is if you have half the American people not believing that an election is valid, you got to do something about that. You got to address that. It is not enough to say, "Oh, well, you people are crazy." No, that's crazy. What you say is, "Well, I don't agree with you, but let's look at it hard. Let's make sure that we correct any problems that there are." Because, folks, and I mean this very, very sincerely, even if a Democrat wins an election, and I don't vote for them, but even if they win an election, I want to be confident that they really won. I wish they hadn't won, but I want to be confident that they really won. And if they really won, if I'm confident of that, I can say, "Look, we just lost that election, and we'll go back and we'll fight another day." But when you got half the American people saying, "You know what? I believe the thing was stolen." You can't just ignore that and dismiss it. Look, even if they're wrong, you can't dismiss half the American people and treat them like a bunch of dunces. You got to take the issue seriously and take action to try to make sure that all of us, left, right, center, are confident when an election is over, it has been determined on the basis of the votes of the American people not some shenanigans going on in the background. So, but you know, these folks, they don't seem to have enough common sense to realize that you simply can't leave an issue like that unaddressed. And you can't simply dismiss people like they don't matter, like they don't count. That's a way of creating a lot bigger problems down the road. Let's get to your calls. Let's go to Essence in Texas. Essence, you know, you always seem to come up right at the top. So I guess that says something.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I'm going to say this fast. I feel like God filled my heart last night. Okay, God created our noses and throats as filters. Nose has hair and your throat has hair called cilia. It catches mm-hmm. particles from the air before it goes in the lungs. Okay, so carbon dioxide we breathe out and carbon monoxide is exhaust poison. Carbon dioxide kills virus. So we have to remove the mask, breathe deep, and let God's design work. The system cleans itself out when we sneeze or get a drippy nose, and God gave us pinky fingers to get the rest. Okay. God made the earth greener right now in our lives, and I think that's a miracle because he knows the beginning and the end, and when it's greener with photosynthesis, the CO2, it's filtering and cleaning the air for us to breathe. So I think Amen. We need to remove the mask and do that. And that's why I think the Democrats, this was all set up with them getting this and the Wu flu, all this stuff. I believe it, and I think they accidentally let it out too soon, and now they're bumbling and doing all this stuff, trying to keep us under the mask rule and everything. I think that's all why right. they're messing everything up.
All right, Essence. Listen, Essence, thank you so much for the call. The pinky finger might be a little bit too much information, but we get the point. And Essence, you're right. God has built us to resist disease, and we need to let that process play out because I think it's going to be a lot more effective than anything that anybody else can come up with. I'm not against science. I'm not against vaccines per se. But I think to the extent that we suppress our natural immune systems, we are doing ourselves a disservice. Let's go to Ron in West Virginia. Ron, welcome.
Hello. How you doing today?
I'm blessed, Ron. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed and hanging in there. Yeah, I just was thinking about the Democrat Party in general, which would compromise approximately 50% of the United States population. I don't believe that all the Democrats are that crazy. I believe the Democrat Party has been hijacked.
Yep.
And all the ones that are going on with the pronoun thing and the extreme Marxist agenda, it's a small amount of the Democrat Party.
You're right, Ron. I think those are the elites that are controlling things.
Yeah. And I believe there's still a lot of Democrats that can still add two and two and that come up with five.
Yeah. Right. Right. And believe that two plus two is not white supremacy, right? Two plus two equals four exactly. is not white supremacy, right? Hey, Ron, thank you so much for the call. Got to go. Because, folks, here again, that's why I believe, I said it earlier, I think you're going to see a lot of former Democrats saying, I've had it. Enough. These people are nuts. Folks, stand by. Coming right back to your calls in a moment.
The American Family Association's mission is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. Our goal is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Here are some of our core values. AFA aims to evangelize the lost and disciple the believer. AFA aims to strengthen biblical marriages and equip parents to raise godly children. Thank you for standing with us as we seek to stop the erosion of godly values. In His Image, delighting in God's plan for gender and sexuality.
I loved it. I loved how biblically sound it was, all the scripture to back it up.
The testimonies were very powerful.
If it's a prodigal child that has just run away, or one that's caught up in same-sex attraction, there's hope in Jesus.
In His Image is now available on DVD and can be purchased in bulk to pass out to friends and family. Order today by visiting afastore.net.
Christians in Africa, they are willing to suffer for the gospel. Hey, it's Michael Woolworth with Bible League International, and Pastor Nepo was preaching away one Sunday in Burundi, Africa. A group of Islamic extremists burst through the door. They went to the pulpit, dragged this man down the aisle and out the front door where they beat him nearly to death. His family and congregation looked on horrified, and many in the congregation are former Muslims who have come to saving faith, but there is tremendous pressure from families and friends to revert back to Islam. And I can tell you, these Christians, they're squarely focused on Christ, praying to endure and persevere. And you do that when you can open God's Word and be reminded of His precious promises. Look, there is a severe shortage of Bibles available to Christians in many parts of Africa. And that's why we're inviting you to send a Bible for $5. $50 sends 10. Make your most generous gift today by calling 800-YES-WORD. 800-YES-WORD or give at sendbiblesnow.org. That's sendbiblesnow.org.
It's not that men don't have emotions, although their wives are convinced they don't have any emotions.
Dr. David Stoop on Focus on the Family Minute.
I had a couple in my office where she was extremely angry. And then she sat there with her arms folded and just stared at me. And I said, you're very angry, aren't you? And she says, how astute. She was talking and she started crying, really crying heavily. And I turned to him. I said, what are you feeling right now as you watch your wife feel so pained? And he said, well, I said, don't tell me what you think, tell me what you feel. He couldn't say a word. And so I started through a list of feelings. Do you feel this? Do you feel this? And he could think a minute and say yes and say no. And his wife all of a sudden stopped crying. She said, you mean he has emotions? And he just didn't have the language for emotions.
Right. Improve your communication by verbalizing your emotions. More from Dr. Stoop at FamilyMinute.org.
Back to The Awakening with Bishop E.W. Jackson on American Family Radio.
We're back. The number is 888-589-8840. I want to get as many of your calls in as possible. We've got some hot topics here, folks, so let's get right to it. Let's go to Randy in Louisiana. Randy, welcome.
Hey, yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. The guy that was on last, he was talking about Democrats, Republicans. Well, Trump exposed the two-party system. It's really a one-party system because probably 75% of the Republicans are Democrats. They're rhinos. And there ain't no getting around about that. He exposed these people. And we've been had for probably the last, since they killed Kennedy. So, I mean, come on. You know.
Okay, I don't know what you mean by they killed Kennedy, but what would be your solution quickly, Randy? What if you think that? I don't know about 75%. There are a lot of Republican rhinos who are not staunch conservatives. I believe they're not. They're probably also not Christian conservatives with deeply held convictions. But what would be your solution quickly?
Clear them out. Trump was trying to do that. You need to get rid of these people. Start at the basics from the local outhouse all the way to the White House and get them out of there.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, Randy. That's the thing. We went from essence, gave us a pinky finger as an instrument of last resort, and now Randy is taking us to the outhouse. We got a lot of TMIs going right here. The number is 888-589-8840. But thank you for the call, Randy. Appreciate it. Seriously. And let's go to Angie in Oklahoma. Angie, welcome. Angie, are you there? Okay. Have we lost Angie? I guess we lost Angie. Okay, let's try to keep. Oh, no. Wait a minute. Let's try again. I think this is the same person, Angela in Oklahoma. Angela, is that you?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
It's me. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. What I was going to tell you, Dr. Fauci wrote a letter back in 2019 saying there was going to be another virus before, no, 2017, before it even come out. So he already knew about it.
Okay. I'd have to see that letter. I don't know. Look, Angela, I just don't know. I do not trust Dr. Fauci. I think Dr. Fauci, frankly, is full of himself. Whether he knew about the virus several years ago or not, I don't know. I think what we do know is that he knew that the Wuhan laboratory was engaged in gain-of-function research, and his little cute answer about, well, we never funded gain-of-function research is really, it's just cute because they funneled the money through a nonprofit. Money is fungible. It went to the Wuhan lab, and so we were funding gain-of-function research. I mean, who are we kidding? And plus, given the regime, does anybody really believe that they are not experimenting with these things as biological weapons to be used against their enemies? Of course they are. I mean, who are we kidding? What would stop them? What would be the moral compunction that would stop a bunch of communists from doing that? There is none. But thank you for the call, Angie. Let's go to Stacy in Arkansas. Stacy, welcome.
Hi, it's such a blessing to talk to you.
Thank you, Stacy. Hoorah!
Really? Yeah, hoorah. spent my time on Paris Island or two, a place or two also. So.
All right, Stacy. Nice. Well, thank you for your service. God bless you. Thank you.
Yours too, sir. They had a blood donation ad, you know, looking, and I'm O negative, so I'm a universal donor.
Okay.
And at the bottom of it, backed by the CDC, and even Fauci is mentioned in that, saying that they're not accepting blood donations from people who have taken the COVID vaccination because their immune system has been compromised.
Wow.
Now, that's on a blood donation. So I just thought I'd bring that up, and please.
Stacy, you saw this. Hold on, Stacy. You saw this in a CDC article. Wow.
No, I saw this in an advertisement for a blood drive.
Oh, but an advertisement for a blood drive.
What people who cannot give.
Wow.
And that's people that have been given the vaccination because their natural immune systems have been compromised.
That's interesting because, of course, they want the blood of donors who have the antibodies. Remember, there was a lot of discussion about that, that people who had the antibodies could help those who were sick. So that's very interesting, Stacy. I'm going to look into that because that would confirm what I was saying earlier. Apparently got YouTube all twisted up, something I said that was medical misinformation. So you're saying that even a blood donor system said, we don't want your blood if you've had the vaccine. So that's interesting. Thank you for the call, Stacy. Let's go. We'll check that out. And folks, here again. I don't need to say this to you all, but I say it for those people out there who are looking for a reason to attack me, to attack the network. I am not a medical doctor. We're not a medical service. We give our opinions about things. We know that you all are intelligent enough to check with your own physicians, to do your own research, to figure out what the truth is and what makes sense. We're going to always try to give you the best information that we can. And we're not going to traffic in empty conspiracy theories. And so I'm not ashamed or apologizing for anything I've said, because I think everything I've said has been rooted in fact. And I think it's now being demonstrated by new information that's coming out, including Rand Paul saying, I'm not having the vaccine. I've got the antibodies. I don't need to take the vaccine. So, but folks, check with your own physician, do your own research. Make your own decision. I know you all are intelligent enough that I don't even need to say that, but you understand who I'm saying it for? The folks who are listening with an intent to, y'all, you know what they did. You know what E.W. Jackson said. So God bless you all. Thank you all for understanding the need for me to do that. Let's go to Cody in Texas. Cody, welcome.
Hello, Bishop. Wonderful to hear from you again.
Well, thank you, Cody. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I'd like to see some transparency where the money is going. I'd like to see some term limits for our politicians.
Yeah.
But I'd like to know, is there something we, the American citizens, can do to prove or disprove that Biden stole the election? I'm more on your side than anybody else's because I don't think it's legit. But Is there something these citizens can do to assist in that?
Yeah, Cody, I think that there's not going to be a great deal that the American people can do about it until you get an administration and a Congress that wants to get to the bottom of it. And when I say get to the bottom of it, I don't mean just wants to get in and try to get vengeance against the Democrat Party. I'm very sincere about this, folks. I love our country. I want our electoral system to work for all of us, even for the people who don't agree with me. I want it to work for all of us. But I am concerned that there are people who are so enamored of power that they will do anything in order to get it and keep it. And we've therefore got to shield our electoral system against the kind of cheating and fraud that people would engage in order to get that power that they so covet. And so I think another administration, and whether they want to do it or not, another Congress who said, you know what, this is not for the purpose of vengeance. It's the purpose of reassuring the American people. Either there was cheating, but the outcome would have been the same, or there was no significant cheating whatsoever, or there was substantial cheating, and the outcome would have been the same, or there was no substantial cheating whatsoever, although there was some, or that we have reason to believe that that election may well have been stolen. I think the American people can handle that. We can't undo it now, but I think the American people can handle that and then say, and here's what we're going to do to make sure that that can never happen again. If you love the country, that's what you do. But we've got people who love themselves and their power. They don't love the country. And so they're not going to do anything to ultimately get to the bottom of it. And if we did that and the outcome was, look, there was cheating. But we've done the calculations. We've looked at the numbers. And even with the cheating, the outcome would have been the same. I could accept that from a dispassionate, objective investigation. I could accept that. But we ought to know. And then we ought to be told, and here's what we're going to do to make sure that that substantial cheating or those irregularities can never happen again. And I think that's what we got to fight for. We got to fight for getting people in office who love the country more than they love themselves and their own sense of power. Let's go to John in Tennessee. John, welcome.
Hey, love your show, Bishop. Listen, in regards to American funding of the coronavirus research, there was a doctor back near the beginning of this COVID thing, I want to say back in April last year. Her name is Judy Mikovits, and she was making that exact claim that this was, coronavirus was being studied in the United States under the direction of Fauci at several medical research centers, including military research centers. But he lost his funding, and he got the lab open in Wuhan with American tax dollars to fund it. She's been discredited since then, but I encourage your viewers to look up Judy Mikovits, and she's saying that they were doing coronavirus research here, teaching it to be contagious, because she said naturally occurring, there's no way it would have spread.
John, thank you for the call. Look, I think it's well established that coronavirus research has been done in the United States of America. I think that Rand Paul pinned Fauci down on that issue. I think that's clear. I don't know whether he ran out of funding and then, that's something we'll have to verify, that he ran out of funding and then used Wuhan to circumvent the funding. But one thing is clear. He funded it. And he can say all the stuff he wants. He funded it. Now, how that came about ultimately, that's another matter. Well, folks, it's been a great program. I'm glad to be with you again. And thank you all for your prayers, your support. Thank you for your commitment to this nation and to the freedoms that God has given us that no government should be able to take away. And in the meantime, you just stay in the fight, because we cannot be defeated if we will not quit, because we are on God's side.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.